Commentator Daniel Pinkwater feels he is qualified to weigh in on this debate.
To answer a frequently asked question, yes, I do too actually know something. I know about art. I have a degree from Bard College, a classy school, in art. My library fines are paid and everything is in order. So listen up, an expert is talking here. The general complaint is that the Holocaust was a horrible thing, and many people are still feeling bad about it, and these crappy artworks are hurting their feelings, and the museum should remove them at once. It's a replay of the other year when the Madonna with elephant dung at the Brooklyn Museum lured Mayor Giuliani into making a fool of himself. The expected response is to get in front of the camera and say how this lousy drawing cut one to the heart and made a mockery of all one holds dear. I guess the prototype is Salman Rushdie, who hurt the feelings of the Ayatollah, who spent good money on his book and then was offended. Whatever happened to the old, traditional way of responding to art you don't like? You ridicule it. You draw crude cartoons of it. You accuse some curator of purposely picking stupid and tasteless art to get a headline. Maybe you construct a urinal out of Legos resembling the Jewish Museum and place it near the entrance. Maybe just for this year, donors and supporters of the museum make their contribution in the form of Legos. We aren't supposed to yank works of art because some people don't like them. But at the same time, if you put something up in public, then anybody has a perfect right to point out what a cheap, low-grade, shabby piece of junk it is and what that may imply about your motives. It's more honest, it's less whiny, and it's more fun. I myself am happy to throw the first Lego.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in the Hudson River Valley of New York.